kids, you should be making your way to the front. Alancito, you want to come up and do our children's story together? Paul and Olivia, grab a seat. We have these balloons today, and it's going to be a part of our story. Anyone, any other kid that want to join us this morning? 50 and under, please. 50 and under. All right. We have a special guest today. Hi, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. Anyone else? Happy Sabbath? Olivia? All right. Happy Sabbath. Dwight, would you stand up for us? Now, Dwight has in his hands, anyone know what that is? Raise your hand if you know what that is. Yes, Paul. A goat horn. This is called a shofar. You know that when the Bible says that they blew their trumpets, it's not the trumpets that we see today that's made of metal. It's actually an animal horn, right? It could be a ram's horn. It could be an ibex horn. And I forget which kind of horn that one is. but this is the type of trumpet that the Bible talks about. And Dwight is going to attempt at the blow at a couple times. Let's go, Dwight. Let's see. Pretty good. Pretty good. You can clap if you want. You know, the trumpet, the shofar so good, right? So far, the shofar was used for many things. You know, one of those things is to call to prayer. And when the Bible says that basically they called the people to prayer, they used the shofar. And guess what? When they went into battle, what instrument do you think they also used? Yes, sir. A shofar. That's right. And in fact, when the Bible says that Joshua, he marched around Jericho, do you know what they blew? A shofar. That's something that they would have used. And the priests would have actually been at the front of it. The Levites would have been the one that was probably blowing the horns. So today, we are going to march around the sanctuary, and here's your walking staff. Go pick up a walking staff, and as Dwight blows his trumpet only 7 times, that's our lesson for today, and then we're going to come back here, and then we'll give you the rest of our children's story. You ready? Grab a walking stick. Yeah, you can grab anyone you want. Grab a walking stick. Single file, but Dwight has to go in the front because he's blowing the trumpet. But no more than 7 times. So I say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay? You can keep him. Yeah. You guys ready? Single line, guys, single line. You ready, Olivia? Come on. Let's go. Start us off with one blow. Onward! Let's go. We're going to march. We're going to march. We are going to bring the walls down. No, that's not a good actually one. But we are going to, we are marching. I don't know. It's okay. We're marching, we're marching. Hey, don't hit the priest. Hey, I saw that, Divya. All right, he's running out of gas, but thankfully we are here. Thank you, everyone. You can have a seat. You can keep the balloons. So the story goes that God asked Joshua and the small army of Israel to march around Jericho 7 times. I mean, for 7 days. So each day they were supposed to march around once, but on the 7th day, with seven priests, which means they had 7 trumpets, they blew the horn, guess how many times? 7 times. Now, why does the Bible... Why did God ask them to, could you help me pass this out, do it 7 times? Do you know in the Bible, the number 7 has a special meaning? Number 7 means completion, right? That's why we have 7 days a week. When God created the world in 7 days, he completed everything. That's why we celebrate the Sabbath on the seventh day, right? There's lots of number seven. Seven means that God finishes something. It means completion. So number seven means completion. So I got a Bible verse for you, in which I'm going to need one. Philippians 1:7. And you're going to repeat after me. I am certain that when God begins a good work with me, he will finish it. Isn't that amazing? When God starts something in your life, does he just go, I give up? Does he do that? No, he will complete it. He will finish it. And that's what the number seven means. And that's why they were supposed to march around seven times. But the message for today is, if whenever God does something, starts something in your life, guess what? He's going to finish it. And you guys are already on your way, God doing something special in your life, and you will continue to do something special throughout your life. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good You can go back to your seat. Please don't pop the balloons. You can keep it. Afterwards, if you want me to make something, I'll make something for you. But for now, we'll just get ready for worship. God bless you guys. Thank you.